Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Well, how nice to have all of you here today. We will continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev. And what is it now? Yes. So we are reading today text 15. Yatra dharma sato raja gada panya rikrodha krishna stri gandivam chapam suhrit krishnas tato vipat. This is Bhishma Dev speaking. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reversals in the presence of King Yudhisthira, the son of the demigod, controlling religion? Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman Arjuna with his mighty weapon Gandiva, and above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. There's some friendly ants on the garden. That's what we got rid of them. Okay. So let's read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. As far as the material or spiritual resources were required, there was no scarcity in the case of the Pandavas. Materially, they were well equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjuna, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was the symbol of religion. And above all of them, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, was personally concerned with their affairs as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of the Pandavas. Despite the power of pious acts, the power of personalities, the power of expert management, and the power of weapons, under the direct supervision of Lord Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord Himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the inexplicable wish of the Lord Himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. Let us read the verse again. yatra dharma suto raja gada panir prakodara krishno stri gandivam chapam suhrit krishnas tato vipat. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhisthira, the son of the demigod controlling religion? Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman Arjuna with his mighty weapon Gandiva, and above all the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Madhavi Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayani Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyade Chaitanya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajkapacharivyasya Kripasindruvyevacha Patitaram Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yes, so Bhishma is continuing his instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira. And while he's been discussing the same theme in one way or another for the last few verses, that the Pandavas were so well situated in so many ways, but so many wrong things or bad things happened to them, despite how well situated they were and the resources they had at their control. You would not have expected that those unfortunate things could have happened to people like them. Maybe some ordinary person or just some person who's not so well situated materially. Such a person you might expect, or you might not be surprised at least, if various things went wrong in their lives. But the Pandavas, look at this, the Pandavas. Yudhisthira is the son of Dharmaraj, the lord of religion. He's the son of Yamaraj. And Yamaraj is controlling everything on the material level. Who gets what? And just the fortunes of everyone. So Yudhisthira had Yamaraj on his side, but still things went wrong with him. And Bhima, Vrikodara, he was such a powerful warrior that who could stand in front of him? No one. But still, all these disasters, tragedies occurred. And then there was Arjuna. and he's also a great warrior with the Gandiva bow. And again, like Bhima, who could stand in front of Arjuna? No one. Elsewhere in this canto, there's the description of how Arjuna, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, gave his association to all the warriors on the other side, the bad guys. He gave them his sangha in the form of his arrows. they were all just getting shot through, smashed by his arrows. But in this way, they got his association. Who could stand in front of Arjuna when Jayadratha killed Abhimanyu? Then Arjuna took a vow that I will kill this man come what may. Tomorrow nothing will stand in front of me, and if somehow I don't, I'll commit suicide. So the next day, sure enough, they couldn't stop him. He just fought his... They surrounded Jayadratha with a whole defensive arrangement that no one could penetrate, but Arjuna penetrated it. So you couldn't stop Arjuna. Yeah, he's just such an amazing warrior. And Bhima, and Yudhisthira. Yeah, these people are such people. You can't expect anything inauspicious, but so many inauspicious things happen. And then on top of that, they had Krishna there. But still all these things went wrong. Sure, what does that mean? Does that mean we shouldn't take shelter of Krishna? Because, you know, things may still go wrong. Well, not really, Hare Krishna. Yeah. So here, Bhishma is attributing all this misfortune, all these difficulties, and it was really tragic, actually. It wasn't just like your normal problem. They're like big tragedies, big disasters. And so Bhishmadeva is attributing them to time. Just see how powerful time is. That despite Yudhisthira being who he is, despite Bhima being there, despite Arjuna being there, and despite Krishna, but still, time is so powerful that all these things went wrong. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? But one has to be able to understand the background a bit, that really this is Krishna's arrangement. These are Krishna's arrangements in so many ways, for different reasons. So don't worry too much. But still, it's a fact. Time is such an amazing thing. We discussed a little yesterday that when Arjuna saw the Kala Rupa, it's called, the form of time, of Krishna in the universal form, because one particular aspect of it is time, but they're different, there are other aspects too. So, but when he saw that Kala Rupa, the form of time, and what it was doing, it was so devastating, so totally destructive, that Arjuna just became overwhelmed. You know, it's one thing, it may be one thing, to see someone who you know die. Sooner or later, it happens to everyone. You see someone close to you die. But how about seeing everyone who's close to you not just die, but get eaten? Hare Krishna. This is now another dimension. But this is what Arjuna saw. They were all running into the mouths of the universal form, all the warriors and all those relatives and so on, and just being chewed up, chopped up. And yes, it was too much for Arjuna. And like yesterday we discussed, Arjuna became bewildered by this and just overpowered. And in the end, he was so confused because Arjuna had known Krishna for many years. By the time the battle of Kurukshetra took place, Arjuna and Krishna, they're about the same age, they had been on the planet for maybe 90 years. And they had really been close. Really very close association. A lot of the time on a daily basis. So, once you've been with a person for 90 years, every day, you should know them, isn't it? You should be able to read that person. So there'll be no surprises. You can predict what the person will do under any circumstances. So this is how Arjuna saw Krishna. He knew Krishna. But then suddenly he sees Krishna like this. Wow, talk about a contradiction. You know, just imagine, we all know Amma, right? Amma. Just imagine if he suddenly manifested a universal form. And we'd just be like, wow, what happened? What is this? So that it was like that for Arjuna. And therefore he asked Krishna, who are you? Who are you? And what is your mission? And Krishna replied, Kalosmi. I'm time. Lokakshaya krit pravrida. And my mission is to destroy everything. Because Arjuna, you know, they were cousins, cousin brothers. Very close. Very close. They would sit together, talk together, eat together, joke together. We all know what that sort of relationship is like. And it was like that, but even deeper. Yes, so Kalosmi. Time is a particular feature of Krishna. And even though time is functional on the material level, like in under everyday circumstances, we're all dealing with time. But time has a supra-mundane feature also. Because it's a special energy of Krishna, the Kala Shakti. So it's special. It's very special. And, well, for example, time is so special that Chanakya Pandit says, and Prabhupada quoted this on a number of occasions, Jonica Puckett said, time is so valuable. You cannot buy 1 second of it. Even if you have all the money, even if you are king of Flack, or even king of Maurice, or even king of the whole planet, even if you are Lord Brahma, time is not under you. You are under time. And yes, so this is a situation. Even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, they're under time. And when time reaches a certain point, then even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, they're destroyed. Even Lord Shiva, actually. Lord Shiva means the popular demigod. He has a material body, and he dies at the end of the, well, at the time of destruction, universal devastation. So time is so valuable. Other things are not so valuable. You know, you can get them, lose them, get them again. Money. You can get some money. You may lose the money. You can get the money again. These things happen. But time, even 1 second, you cannot buy back. Even if you own the whole universe, if you're Lord Brahma. Yes. So, not that time, you know, here Bhishma Deva's saying, it may appear that he's saying that even Krishna cannot stop time or do anything about time. You know, time, in other words, time, according to what he's saying here, you might think he's saying time is superior to Krishna. It's not really the case. It is his Shakti. The Kala Shakti is his potency. But, in his pastimes, sometimes Krishna may make it seem like he is under time, or he is under his devotee, and these different things. It appears Krishna is dependent on, be it time, be it the devotee, or whatever it may be, different situations. But it's just for the sake of his pastimes. Because Krishna, if he wants, he can manipulate time, he can make it go backwards. He can make time go sideways. What do you think of that? That's a good one, isn't it? He can make it go in circles. But when Krishna was here, every day, every night was full moon night for Krishna's pastimes. When Krishna was here, he did not age beyond, you know, late teens, 16, 18 at the very most. More like 16. Sweet 16. Do they say that on Maurice?
Yes.
They do. Okay. Sweet 16. He didn't really age beyond there, maybe 18 at the most. But otherwise, around 16. Yes. And then, even at the time of the Battle of Kurukshetra, as we mentioned, Krishna had been on the planet approximately 90 years. Krishna After the battle of Kurukshetra, he was cursed by Gandhari that you will die after 31 more years. For some reason, I don't know why 31, but after 31 more summers, you'll die. So Krishna stayed on the planet 125 years. This means that the battle of Kurukshetra, if we just, you know, accept that, it means Krishna was 94, 95, something along those lines. And when we see the cover of Bhagavad Gita, we are seeing Krishna approximately age 90. But, you know, none of us are that age. How old are you, Kailash Avivu?
73.
Avivu? Kailash? 79. So I think you are the oldest person here. 79. He looks pretty strong.
He's 59.
Sankon, no. Just a young boy. Garçon. So you're the oldest then, I guess. 73. But when you were 20, you looked different. Of course. But Krishna, when Krishna was 73, he looked like a youngster, teenage. So Krishna, not only is time not controlling Krishna, but Krishna's controlling time. This is how it works. And in the pastimes, like we read, Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that when Krishna had the rasa dance, as it's described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Krishna book, it's like from chapter 30 or so to chapter 36, something like that, that's all to do with the rasa dance. So Srila Prabhupada explains that when they started the rasa dance, it was the early evening, maybe 7 o'clock, you know, it had just become dark, and they started dancing. And then suddenly, it seemed like 2 minutes later, suddenly the sun was rising. Suddenly. And the gopis thought, what happened to the night? Something is wrong. You know, some universal mix-up occurred and there was no proper night. But it's not true. It's not true. The night had been as usual. But they were so ecstatic in their interactions with Krishna in the rasa dance, it seemed like 2 minutes. However, you know, we might think, oh, this is something special. However, Srila Prabhupada explains that in order to increase the ecstasy, Krishna extended the night. So not only was it not 2 minutes, but it was not even, say, 8 hours, because Krishna extended it to the length of a day of Brahma, 4,320,000,000 years, give or take a few million years. So actually that's how long the rasa dance was for. 4 billion, 320 million years. But still the gopis only felt it was 2 minutes. And they're still puzzled. Why is the sun rising? This, something is wrong. You know what? Hare Krishna. Interesting experience, if you ever want to, you know, have an interesting experience of the material world. We have a temple in Russia, in the Arctic Circle. It is the northernmost temple in the world. Murmansk is the name of this city. And in the middle of summer, means like June, from the 20th to the end of June, and even for some days before and after that, there is no night. You can get up. In fact, I did. I took some photos and put them on Facebook. I was there, I think in July. You can get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's like this. Pretty much. It's interesting to experience. And then, at this time, or at the end of December, there's no day. It's a constant night. It's interesting. Yes. So the gopis, you know, it's interesting in a number of ways. Krishna extended that period of time. They didn't notice. Not only did they not notice, they did not age. They did not age. When, who was it? Somebody went to Brahmaloka, then to see Lord Brahma, have I got it? And to get some benediction for life on earth. Oh, I can't remember all the details. But Lord Brahma, he had to wait because Lord Brahma was watching a cultural performance. And afterwards, he said, you know, well, I want this and this and this. And Lord Brahma laughed and said, you know, all these people, they all died now on earth because on Brahmaloka, time is completely different. So the gopis, they did not age. They were there dancing with Krishna for 4 billion years. But at the end, they still looked the same young teenage girls. So again, Krishna is superior to time. Time is under Krishna. Although in the course of the pastimes, sometimes it may seem that Krishna's under time and Krishna's being controlled by time, but it's just his pastimes. Yeah, it's just his pastimes. Something like time for Krishna, it may expand, it may contract. For Krishna, it may go backwards. You may wake up tomorrow and it's yesterday. Talk about, who is it? Doctor Who. Is it Doctor Who? You heard of Doctor Who? No? Good. I think it's the longest running television show of all time. They just celebrated the 50th anniversary. I remember when I was just a child. Doctor Who. Yeah, time travel. So, yeah. But time is under Krishna. So he can make it go this way, that way, faster, slower, up, down, backwards, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's one of its potencies. And really, it is there to increase the ecstasy of the pastimes and to teach, help the teaching of different lessons in the pastimes. I think we mentioned yesterday, or was it the day before, that some people say, well, in fact, Bhishma Dev was saying, how is it? How is it that you Pandavas and Kunti, how is it that you suffered so much? How is it possible? What terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You didn't deserve to remain alive under those tribulations. So Bhishma Dev has been lamenting like this now. I think this is the fourth verse. That, you know, how is it that you Pandavas went through so much suffering, even though, like he says here, even though you're great warriors, and even though Krishna was there? And he says, well, it must be time. Well, sorry, the answer is, it must be Krishna. And we mentioned the other day, one of the days, that Krishna wanted us to see how devotees, great devotees, deal with difficulty. Otherwise, how will we learn? Unless we have examples to learn from. Krishna consciousness works like that. It is not just book knowledge. That we read the book and then we understand, oh, okay, it's like this, and then we're fine. No. In Krishna consciousness, the teacher must be acharya, teaching by example, that you watch him. You watch Gopinath Charan Das. And when you watch him, you see, this is Krishna consciousness in action. That's how it should be. Not, well, we read at the leadership seminar, many of you were not there. We had a leadership seminar in the little center up the road. And we made the point that of all the qualities of a leader, leaders need different qualities. But for a leader in Krishna consciousness, the first thing must be he teaches by example. He sets a good example so people can see. This is what it means to live in Krishna consciousness. So this is acharya. Not just, well, Prabhupada said there in the purport, well, it's Bhagavad Gita 3:21. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Prabhupada says in the purport, if a person is smoking, they cannot teach others to not smoke. Yes. So you cannot teach people how to be Krishna conscious by just sitting there. Or like in this case, how to deal with difficulty in Krishna consciousness while just sitting here comfortably in flat. Life is good. Everything is nice. And in this way, we will teach you how to deal with difficulty. We need examples like we need the example of the Pandavas. They were put in difficulty. But they dealt with it in Krishna consciousness. They didn't become bewildered and lose control. But rather, they just accepted it as Krishna's mercy and lived happily in the forest in Krishna consciousness. And at the end, when it was time to leave the forest and go back home, Yudhisthira said to his brothers, "You know, I think I'll just stay here. I think I'll just stay here in the forest. Because you can be happy anywhere, even in difficult situations, if you have Krishna with you." I mentioned the other day how I got locked up in jail many times. Really many. And I lost track. For the terrible crime. Horrible crime. Distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And one time for 3 nights. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. And they took away my japa beads. And, you know, it looks bad. But it was really nice because the devotees brought me the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto. And I just read the whole weekend. And they brought me Mahaprasadam. You know, I was one of the younger boys. Normally we wouldn't just get Mahaprasadam like that. The seniors would get it. I got Mahaprasadam 3 times a day. So it was nice. And when I came out, I thought, maybe I should just go back. And you know, another experience I had, I got really sick. A type of bronchial pneumonia. It was serious. Oh, several years ago, I forget. But several years ago. And in India, and I went to our hospital in Bombay, and they treated me. And there's a whole lot of other devotees there. There were like 10 of us. We had a special wing only for the devotees. Only. It was really nice. And we were all sick. I mean, all sorts of diseases. So they cured us. And after I'd been there 2 weeks, they said, "Okay, you can go now." And who wants to stay in a hospital? Usually. Gee. But I stayed on an extra week because it was so nice. And we did preaching programs with the staff. So anyway, by the mercy of Krishna, even hell can be nice, because if you're really engaged in the service of the Lord under his shelter. So like this, Krishna wanted us here in Flak to see the example of the Pandavas, that even though they're put in terrible suffering by normal standards, but because they were sheltered by Krishna, they were fine. They were happy. And like I said, at the end, Yudhisthira felt that he wanted to stay there. Yes. So, this is really the thing. This is really the thing. That we have to learn how to be Krishna conscious in any situation. Bad situation. Also, good situation. Yeah. You know, there's a verse in which Krishna says that, how does it begin? The second line is, Harishye Taddanam Shanai. Anyway, basically it means, Krishna saying, when I like someone, Then Harish Yeh Tad Dunam. I take away all their money, all their material opulence. It's a famous verse. So one time, Maharaj Yudhisthira approached Krishna and said, "My dear Lord, I want lots of money." Krishna said, "What? I thought you wanted to serve me." And Yudhisthira said, No. I want lots. I really, really want lots of money. Tons. I want all the money. Please arrange it." And Krishna said, "Oh, really? I'm disappointed. I thought all you wanted was to serve me." And Yudhisthira said, No. "And I want a big palace. I want the biggest palace. And I want servants. Just so many, an army of servants." And Krishna said, "Wow, you know, that's, I'm so disappointed. I thought you were just my devotee." And Yudhisthira said, "The thing is, so many people say that if you become a devotee, that you, Krishna, you take everything away, and then the person becomes poor. But I want these people to see, here is a devotee of yours who has everything." And then they'll think, "Oh, okay, we could surrender to Krishna." So, yes, Krishna wants to help his devotees in so many ways. And one of the important ways is for us to see examples of how to deal with difficulty in Krishna consciousness. Because, devotees, the bad news is, this is the material world. We are all going to go through some things. All of us. We are all going to have to face some problems. This is how it works. So we have to learn how to deal with them. So important. Essential. Otherwise, you may get into difficulty and become bewildered. And you may think, "Oh, Krishna doesn't care. Why is he putting me in difficulty? He shouldn't do that. Krishna's not doing his job properly." And one may just lose Krishna consciousness. So, yes, Bhishma. Bhishma is celebrating the mercy of Krishna, really. And the arrangements of Krishna. How Krishna has arranged all these things with the Pandavas. And next verse, tomorrow he says, "Oh, Maharaj Yudhisthira, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna." You cannot just predict what Krishna will do. Like the gopis, we just finished the Katyayani month. The gopis performed Katyayani Vrata. They all wanted Krishna to become their husband. And they were really, really, really praying. Oh, big austerity. Just to get Krishna as their husband. And Krishna knew that. And they're his dear, dear devotees. He didn't want to disappoint them. So he accepted them as his wives, but not in the ways they expected. They expected, you know, Krishna to come very romantically and say, "Oh, my dear, Gopi, you mean so much to me. Will you become my wife, please? Something more like that. But not Krishna. He didn't do it that way. He stole their clothes and made them appear in front of him with no clothes, which can only happen between husband and wife. So he was accepting them as his wives, and they understood it. They understood it. So initially they protested, but in the end they went along with it because they understood. And then afterwards, when they were leaving, they were all singing the glories of Krishna. They were not going away saying, we'll get him. We'll take his clothes sometime. And we'll really embarrass him. Not at all. They went away just singing the glories of Krishna. So Krishna is very exciting. Krishna consciousness is very exciting. You never know what will happen. Yes, you never know. By Krishna's arrangement, all sorts of things may happen. But what you should know is, at least the devotees, what the devotees should know is that Krishna is behind this. And Krishna is doing this to help me to progress, to come closer to him, even here in this material world. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Iskam flak yatra ki.